Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Danny Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
Well, good morning. Get my microphone adjusted here. Yeah, I know. So I got to bring it down a little bit. Sometimes I talk too loud in the first thing because I'm so happy to be here talking to y'all about gardening. And that's what Home Show Garden Pros does. We talk gardening. Green thumbs, garden skills, garden knowledge. We're building all that stuff. I got Danny Lunderman here with me today. Danny.
Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. Glad you're here dishing out info. We've already been chatting a little bit. Me a little bit more than Danny. I guess I'm chatty this morning. But yeah, this is Home Show Garden Pros. What we do is talk about gardening, answer gardening questions, help you with what you're dealing with. We love having a great conversation, talking about topics that really kind of hit to the core of what you're dealing with at your house. And right now, man, so many people are dealing with lawn fungi, as predicted, but still, it's a brutal situation. So we feel very confident in our advice giving because we've got this network of experts. It's not just one person making stuff up, trying to get info out there. It is a group of people working together, pooling their information to really give you the best advice possible. And we have a rotation of experts like today, Danny Lunderman from Enchanted Forest is here, as before mentioned. But we also have a few other places that we love lifting up. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy, and Anita will be here at 8 o'clock. Plants for All Seasons, right on 249, not on the freeway, of course, but off the feeder right there. And Sherry will be here tomorrow, 1 week from today for 2 full hours. Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center up in Kingwood, doing a great job up there. And then Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, kind of north of the Woodlands, south of Conroe, off 45. It's really easy to get to from anywhere off 45 north, and it's a great place. A ton of natives up there. So, but Danny, without further ado, what's happening up at Enchanted Gardens right now, Enchanted Forest, all of the Enchanted fam?
Well, we're just trying to beat the heat. It's been pretty nice, really. Had a little bit of rain here and there and the cloud cover, so it hadn't been real bad. It's pretty good. We got fall tomatoes going, so that's a big deal.
That's definitely something that we'll explore a little bit later on today because people take it for granted, these fall tomatoes. You know, I think people hear us say fall tomatoes and are like, what? Fall tomatoes? It's August 14th. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but not quite fall, but it's time to go.
But if you want to put them in your mouth in fall,
there you go.
You got to get those plants in the ground now. Am I right?
That's correct.
Why is that?
Time to go.
What's the deal with that? Why is that?
What's that?
Why? Like we got to get them now if we're gonna have it later?
Oh, so they have to get established right now, and we have to plant them right now so they can fruit before the first freeze or frost. And that's always the biggest question is when is the first frost? So we got to get them in the ground, get them going. They'll start setting flowers when it cools off, and then fruit is next.
Fruit is next. Yeah. So that is one thing that really in the garden, a hard thing that people do in summertime, I think, is in the garden, the veggie garden at least, they don't know. There's not a lot to do in the summer. You got big plants and they're all growing fast, and you're kind of just waiting on those to produce. You got to harvest all the time. I'm thinking okra, eggplant.
Right.
A few other plants, I guess. Corn maybe might be it. But there's these space takers. But now you got to start planning. You got to start planning ahead a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Well, it's time for those tomatoes to get in the ground. I mean, now. I wish I already planted mine, but I have not yet.
I have not either, but I need to get some and get them in the ground too. You're absolutely right. But I always generally, I like to refresh my beds before I do that. So getting some good compost, some good soils.
You bet.
But we're going to do a big, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking veggies today. But really our main focus is lawns today with Danny. Because, man, so many people are struggling. Getting a lot of messages, emails, pictures sent to me. And I'm sure people are bringing a lot of questions into you, Danny.
You bet. Yeah, every day. Several.
Are there categories of questions? Is it kind of like all the same sort of thing? Hey,
usually it's going to be fungus problems and grubs is what we're seeing now.
Okay, grubs this year. A new fungus is going to be bad. Just the way our weather worked was like, oh, man, we're going to have a brutal fungal fall.
Yeah, that's the way, you know, the rain is nice, but the St. Augustine doesn't care for that much rain.
Yes, that's right. And I do have a theory from one of our pros, John Ferguson, to run by you to see what you think about it as we talk watering and lawn care and lawn recovery and all that stuff today. So going to get that theory in front of you. We got a lot of questions to answer, I'm sure. And what's your question out there? 281-496-5711. We are here to help you out with your space, with your garden. What's the nuance, the texture you're dealing with, the context of your world? We're here to help. So Danny Hour happening now. 281-496-5711. Look forward to hearing from you. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Be a lawn hero with MicroLife fertilizers this summer. Add Hybrid 2005 in the pink bag. It's loaded with rich humates and protects your lawn with 76 species of probiotics. Easy to apply, turns turf grass lush green, and lasts all summer. For trouble spots, use MicroLife Humates Plus in the purple bag to remove salts and toxins, conserve water, and improve your soils and plants. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife Fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Hi, this is Nick Koenig. Come see us at Warren Southern Garden and Kingwood Garden Center.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
You're out there today, you're thinking, okay, this rain's kind of drizzling in every day, we're getting a little bit, maybe it's hurricane season, but you know, you got to get gardening anyway. And Danny already mentioned today on Home Show Garden Pros how nice the weather has been for August. And, you know, anytime we're low 90s in August, we should be thanking the weather gods about that. So as you're kind of gardening, as you're thinking of these yard problems, think of Southwest Fertilizer. They're information specialists, but they also are going to have all the products that we talk about today, all the solutions. So if you're in the city, they're a great place to go to get this stuff. So Bob Patterson's there. And his whole team of yard geeks love answering questions, love giving you personal service. They have all the solutions we're going to talk about. They have so many great soils. Oh, my gosh. So many tools. All the bird feeders, wild bird seeds you can need. So, hey, it's in addition to being, you know, tomato planting season, it's also hummingbird migration season. So, good time to get your hummingbird feeders filled and up. And they have all of that stuff. They also have all the lawn equipment, lawn repair service that you could do. These guys want to help. So get in there, talk to the yard geeks with your yard problems, lawn problems. And man, it's such a great place. Really cool spot on the corner of Bissonnette and Renwick. So check them out. Their website, southwestfertilizer.com. But just head on in there. You're going to love it. Service is great. Selection's great. And, you know, the price is pretty dang good, too. So that's Southwest Fertilizer. 281-496-5711. I do have Danny Linderman here now to answer your gardening questions. And you know, Danny, you guys do a great job with your Facebook page. I just, you know, want to say that right now. Great job.
Well, I can tell you I have nothing to do with it.
Well, I'm sure
that's probably why.
I'm sure you built the business that allowed people to choose talented Facebook people to post the great pictures and thoughts.
That may be true, but me and Facebook, we don't see eye to eye too good.
That's so weird, because I know that you have books and you have a face.
Right. That's
so,
true.
You would think it would all work out together. So you guys are doing a great job on Facebook, always dishing out great information. I like to think Home Show Garden Pros are doing a great job, too. We'd love to connect with you on there. On Facebook, it's cool. If you follow our page, you can message me, and a lot of times I can message you back, and we can have a convo about what you got going on. Also, love our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. A couple cool buttons there. The big one to lift up right now is the Ask a Pro button. You click on that button, you send an email in. We'll use some of these emails for content, like our Facebook radio, our Facebook show midweek on Wednesdays. We use a lot of the questions there. And we do our Garden Pros listener email question of the week. And we're about to do that right now. Danny, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Okay, so this is from Leon, who is, you know, great guy. So Leon says, a week ago, my grass was thick and green. Now it's thin with a lot of brown. I do not have a sprinkler. The only water I received this year is from rain. I put MicroLife Brown Patch Control 1513 on it last week, that MicroLife Brown Patch. I also sprayed molasses on the past 2 weeks. What do I do now? And I seen that picture, Danny, you saw that. So really, when he says a lot of brown, it's more like thatchy brown. It's not these pockets of brown. So what's your take on Leon's grass?
Well, it looks to be, you know, it's all from the picture,
course,
so it's kind of tough. But it looks like it may be getting too much shade, and that could be part of the problem. Grubs are the next thing. So grubs are June bugs, you know, larvae that started back in whatever, April, May. But now we're starting to see the damage from the grub worms. So they will eat the roots off the grass, you know, as soon as they hatch and keep on going until they go dormant. But now that it's hot, the grass is starting to stress after the roots have been eaten. So that may be what's going on. And then, you know, fungus. Those are pretty much the two big things we got going right now, fungus and grub worms.
Yeah, I got you there. So those are the problems that we're seeing all over the place, the fungus and the grubs in so many different lawns. And, you know, in this picture, Danny, it's really kind of this even attack. The damage is pretty even. And so your mind going straight to shade really shows kind of how much of a pro you are there, because that's the sort of thing that you don't get that even approach if it's a chemical spill or fungi, right? You get that if you've got a grub problem or a shade problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, what can we do? Like, we got these four little areas to get through, and what are some things that people can do if they're dealing with too much shade in their lawn? You know, and I just want to encourage people not to prune their trees back because you've got lawn problems. Your trees are super valuable and your lawn is not, no offense. Money-wise, at least, right? It could emotionally be very important to you. Maybe it was a cherished family heirloom. So what should people do with some shade?
Well, let me go back real fast on that picture. What he needs to do is dig a hole and look for grubs in there, and that way he can narrow it down.
Okay, so I you know, I'm that you folks out there listening, this is the picture of a pro right here, right? What does Danny really want to do? He wants to diagnose. You know what I mean? It's like, don't just treat. How many times do we see it where somebody's like, oh, hey, I killed this plant because, you know, somebody told me this and somebody told me that, but nobody took the time to diagnose.
Right.
And so,
that's my favorite part.
Oh, yeah, that's the fun part.
I really enjoy that.
That's the fun part. You get to get some creativity going, get to dig a hole. I know you love digging holes.
There you go.
Sitting in them.
Yeah.
So we're digging a hole. What does that look like? I mean, how big of a hole to it?
Yeah, just a round shovel full. One shovel full of dirt come out of there, and that's what I would do. And if you got, you know, one grub worm, okay, no big deal. If we have, you know, more than a handful, we got a grub problem.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, if we just talk numbers, I'm looking at my hand here. Now you got bigger hands than I do. So
well, I'm in a handful, like as in five, not like as in like your fingers. How about five fingers? How many fingers do you got on your hand? Five?
Yeah, I count my thumb, which I do. I do count that as a finger. Some people don't, which I'm like, come on. You know, that's nitpicky. So speaking of Danny's hands, these things, they're like huge. He could crush like rocks with these. Very, very strong man. Okay, so you get this one shovel full, and a shovel full. We're talking like, you know, when you tip it up sometimes, you got like a sort of looks like an upside down mountain, like that sort of thing on your shovel. You get through there looking for grubs. And you're saying one is no big deal.
Right, right. This is, you know, what they call integrated pest management, right?
So
your grass can recover from one grub worm. It probably cannot recover from 10 grub worms.
Gotcha.
So this is our problem. We got to kind of identify how many is in there. You know, like I said, we always have bugs in the yard.
You know,
whether sod web worms or aphids or whatever. The problem comes in when we have an infestation.
Mm, that's so true. 281-496-5711. Talking to Danny Lindemann. We're really talking about diagnosing lawn problems. And I'm going to really stump him here with a question. But how do I diagnose shade with my lawn? How do I diagnose if that's maybe an issue?
Well, one thing is to eliminate everything else.
Okay, yeah,
That's a no-brainer there. The other thing is walk out there in the middle of the day and see how much sun is getting to the yard.
Right.
So, you know, people go to work, they work all day, you know, they don't know what's really happening. After a few years of your trees growing and growing and growing, there's going to be more and more shade.
Yeah.
So you got to, you know, just pay attention to how many hours of sun the yard actually gets. And if you know, start getting down into the 4-hour range, it's probably going to be your shade is your problem.
Well, they say there are no bad questions, but how do you diagnose shade was a bad question. And thanks for answering it so like kindly and thoroughly. You know, I was thinking I'd get a smart aleck. You walk out there and see if you got a tree, man. But no, you're absolutely right. It can sneak up on you. You don't, you forget that these trees are getting bigger and bigger. So that's awesome. 281-496-5711. What is happening in your yard? Are you seeing grub problems, fungi problems, webworm? Do you need to learn more a little bit about IPM? Give us a call if you do. 281-496-5711. Danny Lindemann and Danny Milliken will be back really quickly. Home Show Garden Pros.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
We want your food waste. Seriously. We're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills. Earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
It won't stay hot forever. August is yard and gardening planning time. Grab a pencil and graph paper. Plan yard updates and garden planning. Remember, tomatoes take lots of space. We're here for you in the hot and cold. The Home Show Garden Pros.
As we talk lawns, of course, we will talk weeds. And we're getting a lot of weed pressure right now. And it's not really from our normal culprits. A lot of it, I got a question. A guy had touch-me-nots in his lawn and was like, ah. And I was like, well, as a native, you know, they're really going to thrive there. But those are easy to pull out when it's wet. A lot of your weeds can be simply killed safely and effectively with Agrolon. Agrolon is a herbicide, but it's totally safe. It's made of sort of food items that, when combined together, ruin all the water in these plants that they affect. But it's really cool. So it's like crabgrass, which I have seen some infestations of crabgrass this summer that I've blown my mind. I'm like, y'all need some Agrolon crabgrass killer now. But basket grass, some of our spring stuff like chickweed, dollar weed that we're seeing a lot of because of the wet weather, Virginia buttonweed, doveweed, a lot of these that are really all over the place because of the wetness are simply killed with Agrolon. It works really great in the summer. It works really, really well right now. So if you're having like heavy weed pressure, get some Agrolon. Get yourself a flower sifter. That's a great way to put it out there. You can apply it and spread it out pretty well. But it's naturally safe for St. Augustine, your Bermuda lawns, all this stuff. And it's available at all the Garden Pro nurseries. So find the closest location that sells AgriLawn at homeshowgardenpros.com. If you want to learn more about the product, just go to agrilawn.com. So that is good stuff there. Oops. 281-496-5711. I'm not supposed to say good stuff. I like say it too much, but it is good stuff. Okay, people. All right, Danny Lenderman here,
yes, sir.
Here with us talking gardening. So I did have a brief question about what size shovel. I think that I take for granted all the fancy names of all the tools, like, you know, floral shovel and trowel and yada, yada, yada. But you're talking about a regular old big shovel, like a spade.
Well, so everybody has a different name for them. Just a round point shovel.
Okay.
That's what I call them, round point shovel.
Round point shovel. So there you go. There you go. All right, cool. The big regular shovel, right?
Yeah, we can call it a regular shovel.
Okay, okay, great, great. So that's super. Okay, so we're Danny and I talking to you. We'd love to talk with you, 281-496-5711. But we're talking about diagnosing problems in your lawn, seeing all these problems with the lawn. The wetness has kind of really set us back a little bit. And so here's John Ferguson's theory on this stuff is the water was saturated in addition to compaction. And so there's a certain, like, not very deep in your soil where all the roots have kind of died. They've gone away because they don't do anaerobic settings. And so all your roots are a lot more shallow now. And that would mean that we're going to have a lot more pressure from everything. What's your take on that that theory?
That makes some sense. I never really thought about it like that, but yeah, man, I can see that.
And so, you know, a lot of people that are doing a lot of work to make, and I mean years and years and years of work to make their lawns deeper with kind of compost treatments and sort of organic products are seeing less effect because their soil is so deep and the water's kind of draining through. But, you know, I got puddles in my yard sometimes when it rains, and this is the first year for that, so... That's going to lead to more problems, and we're seeing a lot of problems. So we're going to continue talking diagnoses. We kind of covered diagnosing grubs, and Danny very patiently answered my diagnosing shade question. So next is diagnosing fungi. How to diagnose a fungus problem?
Typically, I look for yellow blades. And, you know, we'll be coming into brown patch season pretty soon here.
Okay.
And that always looks like what I always tell people, it looks like a flying saucer landed in your yard last night. It's a yellow on the outside, brown in the middle, and green, totally, you know, normal green on the outside of that.
Hmm.
But it looks just like a flying saucer, and sometimes it'll look like multiple flying saucers.
Hmm.
But yellow blades on the edge, where it's spreading out, and that indicates that the fungus is still active. So, you know, it'd be brown and then yellow blades and then totally perfect green blades.
Okay, so that's that is going to be true for brown patch and for kill all patch, or is that just...
Well, yeah, take all patch is same thing, but it won't be in a round pattern so much on the take all.
Ooh, so that's more of it's still a shape. Like it's going to be a patch, right?
It'd be a shape, yes. You're right, Danny. It would be a shape.
I'm saying it's not just like erratic all over the place, sort of.
No. Yeah. It's more of a, yeah, but it's not necessarily a circle.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep talking diagnosis here, but as you guys know, if you're listeners, we've got people with questions coming in. We want to attend to those questions. Let that be something that you hear from us. If you're calling in, we'd love to talk to you. If we got a long list of people, it may take a while, but if you're the first one, we're going to get to you pretty quick. 281-496-5711. Let's talk with Tommy. Tommy, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Hey, I'm about ready to plant some fall color. I know it's a little bit early, but when will the pansies and violas and snapdragons and stuff be ready?
When it cools off. even if you see him out there right now, do not plant them right now because it is too hot. It's probably going to be October. Even then, it may be a little early in October. It just depends on how well it cools off for us.
What can we plant between now and then?
Pentas are always great. Pentas are probably one of my favorite. They'll go into a light frost, but you know a heavy frost will definitely kill them. But I've seen them go all year. make it through the winter on a mild winter.
Yeah, I think this past winter is the first winter I've lost my pinches in several years, and they are really good. What do I need to do to prepare my beds for planting?
Compost, and then of course fertilizer. When you make sure you feed the flowering plants, they get hungry.
But do I need to get rid of the weeds?
Well, yeah, you probably ought to do that too. why do you have weeds? What have you been doing all summer?
Watching the rain.
Oh man, well, I'm wondering if mulching is maybe something that people in Tommy's position and Tommy should be doing here.
Right. Yep. You know, typically I like to mulch after we plant.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way. So, compost, plant, mulch.
So if I'm reading Tommy's situation right, he's looking at his kind of color patches. They're maybe looking a little rough because the weather's been kind of crazy. Probably too much water, and seeing some weed pressure kind of come in there. So. He shouldn't be planting some of these beautiful fall color ones till a little bit later, a month or two even. And so in the meantime, you know, I mean, if he preps his bed now for planting, it's kind of a little bit early. So it's like, you know, is there a middle season, a refresh, to fill it with herbs? Is that what he should be doing? Something
like
that?
If he's got any kind of color left, he may want to try to feed the color that's existing there now. You know, get the weeds out. If there's some color in there, try to feed that, see if we can't bring it back up.
Yeah.
And maybe he can, you know, that'll band-aid his situation for a month or two.
Gotcha.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. I appreciate y'all's help very much.
Well, you bet. Thanks,
Tommy. But yeah, I love what you're saying about compost being a major tool for bed renovation. So,
well, that, and especially on, you know, gardens.
Yes, right. It works so good, and it really is so pretty also. So it's like this dark, dark, beautiful mulch that, like, whoa, what's that? Is that dyed? No, it's dyed naturally, sir. So 281-496-5711. Want to hear from you. Tommy, thanks for that great question. We're going to get back and talk to Ralph. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. Looking forward to talking to you guys out there. Do you want to take a brief moment to talk about an incredible way to protect your plants from summer heat and diseases? And that is the Rev from Dakota. So grab a bottle of Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. We're talking healthier, faster growing lawns, vegetables, all that stuff. It does reduce heat stress by kind of cooling the soil and improving the root zone. So if you can improve root condition, you guys know that. You improve soil condition, you improve the roots, and that makes a whole healthier plant. Immunity goes up from diseases, vigor increases, and just yield. So overall, you know, overall goodness. This is a tested greenkeeper secret for reviving turf at golf courses. It can work on your turf as well. And it's available in Houston. So it's perfect for transplanting, great for turf maintenance, really great for vegetables, and it's 100% natural. So it's available at almost all of our co-op members' locations, Friendswood Hardware, Southwest Fertilizer has it. They sell a lot of it. It's really good stuff. So check them out, organicrev.com. If you want more information on where it's sold, go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. So really good stuff, that Rev. 281-496-5711. Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Good morning there.
Hey, yeah. Ralph.
You got a good program going here on the lawn. Yeah. My front yard, it's got some brown on it, and then it's got some bad round. They're not round spots, but and everything. But after 50 years, maybe that thing needs something a little different.
After 50 years, you've been doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, no doubt.
That backyard is real. It's so thick, you know. I can't get the water. I don't know. You people just don't send the water right, you know. So I don't like city water, and I got a phobia about it. I don't want to put city water on it.
Well, sometimes you have to put some city water on it. I mean, that wouldn't be the worst thing. But, yeah, I agree with you. You don't want to put any more city water on it than you have to.
And I don't think it's a phobia, Ralph, because, you know, phobia is irrational. But city waters, there's some stuff in there that can damage your population of microbes.
Well, it's a little brown on top. So now I got to go dig me a hole and look for some grub. I never did grub before. So, okay, is that what I have to do?
Well, so when you say brown on top, you mean you got some thatching and some thinning of the blades, or your blades themselves have some brown on the tips of them?
Blades itself, yes, is all.
What's your thought there, Danny?
Could be a dull mower blade, number one, if it's just the tips.
If the mower's 50 years old, I think there's a
good chance. That's true. That's true. But after that, we need to watch for fungus. I don't know how much rain you've been getting out there, but I know some people have been getting rain, almost daily. So it just kind of depends.
No, haven't been getting the rain, but I have been watering some. But it's just strange that would be in the front right there, and my backyard looks so good, and there's not enough. It's not shade, you know. I know I just got my big old tree in there, but it's not shade.
Yeah.
That browning is. But I always had a good yard, but this is something different.
Don't forget. Now your oak tree is 50 years old too.
Yes. So. That's why I had four of them, and I took three of them down. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
I just have to work with something, and I know you fertilize every year, and you try to keep up with the same thing. But I don't know whether you always wonder whether you're doing the right thing.
Send a picture, Ralph. Can you send a picture to Danny?
Believe I'm not even internet capable.
Yeah, Ralph's got his MySpace page still going, so he's got a.
My garden in the back is doing beautiful, but like I told you, on my buddies in the back, it just needs some help back there, too. So
yeah.
I'm finding the neighbors over there with their vines. I told you that. Okay.
Yes, those poison ivy vines doing bad.
Okay. Y'all just hang in there. You're doing
okay.
Good.
Thanks, Ralph.
Thank you.
Bye. So, Danny, one thing that I feel like I'm getting more questions on that literally never have been a problem, but it's kind of silver or gray leaf spot lingering even in through the summer this year. And that's, I don't know if it has adapted a little bit or if it's been just so consistently moist and haven't had any dry spells longer than 2 weeks, but what's your thought on maybe gray leaf spot being what Ralph's dealing with?
Yeah, it could be. Like I said, I know different areas have gotten rain more this year than ever in the past.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe not ever, but
sure.
For a long time.
Well, I think we're already past our yearly amount of rain.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean we've been really really wet this year. So that's very possible. It's that, again more shade. Right.
Right.
His tree. That's why I was asking him. Don't forget, your tree is 50 years old too. So
yeah.
Back when you planted it, there wasn't any shade, but. Boy, things change over time.
Well, and you really, you said something that a lot of people take for granted. And, I think a kind of a seasoned gardener like Ralph wouldn't take it for granted, but a dull mower blade can do so much damage to your lawn. You're basically like trying to cut it with a baseball bat over and over and over, and it's not going to work out. It's going to create a disease problem just that alone. So, I mean, get your blade sharpened, doesn't take very long. If you got a grinder, do it yourself. But it's your buddy, maybe you got a friend that can do it, and you know they can come over with their grinder. I don't know.
I'm hoping Ralph is still not mowing his own yard. It's probably good for him, but sounds like a little bit of work.
Well, certainly a lot of mow and blow companies do not keep do not keep sharp mower blades. That's
no.
Not like you got to get a better company that does that sort of thing, that level of care. So if you look at your grass, right, and it's a little split on the top after you mow, that's a good sign that your blade is just ripping the grass up. It's not actually mowing it. It's ripping it apart. So something to get out there and diagnose, too, is just as easily as you're diagnosed all this other stuff, diagnose a dull mower blade. Doing a lot. It's interesting. We're trying our best to do what's right for our lawns, to, like, get green lawns, but so often we are the problem. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Or just like watering.
Yes, know, just like watering. Absolutely. Or, I got a story to tell you when we get back about kind of being the problem when you're trying to be a solution. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Foundation problems happen in two seasons, dry season and rainy season. Hi, I'm Kenny Dutton from Due West Foundation Repair, reminding you soil expanding in rainy weather is just as bad for your foundations as dry, shrinking soil. That's why Due West developed UltraPile. It goes deeper, holds stronger, and lasts longer than other systems, no matter what the weather, and includes a lifetime transferable warranty. Three generations of my family stand behind everything we do, so we can say, when you want the best, call Due West. DU-West.com.
Tomato, tomato. Better get them in the ground tomorrow. This is tomato planting season. Pick ones with shorter production time. It's on the tag. And remember, new plants stress easily. Give them midday shade. The Home Show Garden Pros help you catch up on all your gardening. Sorry.
This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a moment. But first, let's talk about what's happening at the nursery. The heat is on, and we're here to help you get your green on through the summer. The nursery's loaded with beautiful season-appropriate flowers that will get you through the summer until the fall. We have all the products that you need to help you survive the summer heat, from potting soils to organic fertilizers, and all the information to take care of them. We have fresh brewed compost tea. Compost tea will add microorganisms to your soil. It's like concentrated compost, but you can spray it out in your yard. This will increase your organic material in the soil, so you won't have to water as much. We brew it fresh every week at Plants for All Seasons, ready for use on the weekends. So treating your yard with compost tea this time of year will take the stress off of it, and it pairs very well when you're ready to put your MicroLife fertilizer out. It'll actually help it work better in your soil. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 to 6. You can friend us on Facebook or go to plantsforallseasons.com. And now more from Danny and Danny.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Still kind of chuckling over the little read there. The guy apologized for his ketchup joke. That's great.
was that your idea?
No, I was not. But I loved it, obviously. So that's great. Ketchup on tomatoes. Sorry, that was good. Okay, so talking lawns right now, hoping to help you out. 281-496-5711 with information. Really kind of bouncing around a lot of this diagnosis stuff. Our last one to really diagnose is webworms. Does webworm damage look different than grub damage?
Yes, the blades of the lawn will be gone. Like goats, like you had a herd of goats come in there and eat all the blades off. Not the stolens, just the blades.
And I'm sure most of our listeners are very familiar with they've had that happen. And so they've
the herd of goats.
Yeah, or they spend like a lot of time in New Zealand or Scotland or whatever, and no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, like grazing animal came and oh, I see. You're delineating from sheep that chew it up from the bottom.
Right.
Gotcha. Right. Gotcha. So it's like something came through and ate all your leaves away.
Yep, all the leaves will be gone, and that's a sure way to know that. And of course, you got the moths that will be flying up when you walk across the lawn, but again, just because we have a few moths, I would not be nuking the yard.
Yes, gotcha.
Take it easy.
Yes, yes. I love that thought. I really appreciate that thought. So now we can get into treatment a little bit. 281-496-5711. Give us a call. We want to help you. But treatment for grubs, grub treatment. It's funny that you say don't nuke the lawn, but if I am given that shovelful, I'm Danny's giving us the advice to diagnose always before you treat, which is really the best advice you'll ever receive when it comes to dealing with problems. So you get this shovelful, if you think you maybe have grubs and you see five or six grubs in that shovelful, that means you're infested. You didn't just get a lucky shovelful. That is what's happening all over the space. What do people do to treat the grubs? I guess my best advice would be go into Enchanted Forest. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Go into our co-op members location and get the advice, direct advice, and the product that will help. Any other advice?
There's not much to do. We had a customer in here yesterday and had grub problems, and we're getting late in the season to treat grubs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They turn into little army tanks this time of year, and they're fixing to go dormant. And the bad thing is the damage is already done.
Yeah.
They've already been through there and ate all the roots, and we're seeing that browning lawn because of the stress from the summer heat. Mm. So the grass can't pick up the moisture because it doesn't have any roots. The stolons will come off the ground. Mm. If it's grub worms but it could be take all patch, and the stolons will, easily come off the ground as well. And that's a sure sign it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Brown patch or grubs.
That reminds me of like a carpet square, you can just kind of maybe a little bit harder to pick up, but you can kind of lift it up. Good sign you've got that. So this is one of the situations where, again, we're seeing the damage after the pest has already kind of come through. And so putting down a bunch of pesticide is not what saves your grass. Trying to build back roots is what saves your grass. That's what I'm hearing from you, Danny.
Yep. Now we have to basically baby the grass.
Okay.
Try to get the grass, if it's still alive, to get it to put some new roots back out. It can be tough, especially this time of year, because it's so hot. And a lot of times that grass will just give up and blow away.
So to me, this situation screams for compost top dressing. And that's like what I'm hearing.
For sure. Compost is great, but compost won't kill the grub worms.
No, but that's I hear that, but we're talking about kind of repairing the damage they've done.
Right.
If I want to kill the grub worms, I got to do it around the time that I'm seeing June bugs, right?
Right. Yeah, you should have already done it. Yeah, ideally it was done back in, May.
Yeah. Yeah, it was done in May because they're already laying their eggs. They're already hatching some new grubs, all that stuff. So grub treatment, May. So I'm putting this on. I'm going to put it on the calendar to talk about next May that, hey, y'all, you're not seeing grub damage, but you will. So awesome. But, yeah, get some compost on your lawn. Spread it out real thin. And it's going to be the best thing to kind of build up that soil. There are some great products that kind of can serve as a replacement for that. And we'll talk about that after a quick break. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
We believe gardening should be fun.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
MicroLife all-organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com. Monterey Lawn and Garden, superior solutions for every garden.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
That is right. We want to hear from you, 281-496-5711. Talking with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest out there in Richmond. Hey, Danny.
How you doing?
I'm good. You're doing a great job, just so you know.
Well, thank you. So are you, Danny.
Oh, Danny. So we're talking lawns. Man, flown by, too. You know, it's funny because there's a lot of, like, people who hate lawns, which is ridiculous because they're easily the best ground cover for our area, especially sun-loving. You know, so I think it's wild. But we do overwater them. We do over-treat them. And we do kind of do a lot of damage to do a lot of self-caused damage to them. And so that's really where, like, IPM comes in, integrated pest management comes in, because you don't have to make your lawn this, like, chemical zone of destruction and disaster. You can make it this place that sort of participates in cycles of nature. And so we tell the good people out there a little bit more about what IPM, what integrated pest management is, and if they want to learn more about it, they can, you know, ways to do that.
Yeah, I think you know, people like to treat everything they see, and that's probably not the best way to go.
Yes, right. Any problem does not need to be treated the same way. I mean, but people don't do, I guess some people do that with their human, with their body, but it's like maybe with their car they don't, right? Maybe that's a good example. It's like,
yeah, no, there's, yeah, you know, your body, you're going to have a sniffle one morning. Some people run to the doctor, not me.
No.
Let your body work it out.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's kind of like that in nature. And then, you know, sometimes you do have a sniffle, and, you know, what do? You maybe neti pot, or you drink some tea, you know, something like that, that does help, that makes your body better. Drink some orange juice.
Orange juice.
Improve your immunity system. You know, that's your first approach. You don't go to go like blast your face with a bunch of hardcore medicine. You try to improve your immunity, and that's what we're talking about here today. And that's kind of where compost top dressing comes in. So integrated pest management is wonderful because it's going to coach you to water less, to diagnose the problems, to maybe try to fix cultural problems. A lot of times, right, drainage is a big issue. And so that's where
especially
that
comes with in. Funguses.
Yes, especially with funguses. It's so true. So what's happening in Enchanted Gardens these days? What's the buzz? What's the news?
Well, we're just getting ready for fall. I mean, it'll be Christmas tree time and everything else right around the corner. So we're excited to get it cooled off a little bit and get the winter color going. And like I said, the fall veggies are going right now. So that's good. I need to get home and do mine.
Me too.
It's getting late. I need to, you know, jump on that soon.
Yes, it's time to plant your fall tomatoes. So we're declaring it. And, you know, I don't know, Danny, if you're late. I think that if you did it tomorrow, you'd be right on time. But
oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
Certainly getting there. If you let a week go by and another week, all of a sudden, maybe it's too late. You know,
well, that's my problem. That's what happens to me right
yes.
there. I'll do it tomorrow. And next thing you know, it's October.
Right, for sure. Well, great job as always. And folks, head out to Enchanted Forest. It's a beautiful place. Enchanted Gardens is, you know, also in the family, a really great place too. Both wonderful, different places, great plant selection, great signage, incredibly wonderful help. So, Danny, really appreciate your time this morning.
And, you bet.
I know you got to get back to work.
Thank you, Danny. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah. We got a great conversation with Bob Patterson from, the Yard Geek. And from Southwest Fertilizer here in a brief second. And then Anita Nelson will come on for some more Home Show Garden Pros.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All-Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. Answering your gardening questions, talking gardening. And we got the yard geek, Bob Patterson. Bob Patterson is the man over at Southwest Fertilizer, a really cool spot in Houston, Southwest Houston. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Danny. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Got some really good questions. This one, I'm kind of in the same boat, actually, as Jeff here. So here's Jeff's question. I need to replace my yard power tools. Looking for a brand that will last more than a couple of seasons. What do you recommend? How much should I spend?
Well, we obviously carry, which in my opinion are the two best garden tools around, and that's Steel and Echo, and the trimmer or the edger or whatever you want to have. We have all those in stock and do real quite well with them. You get what you pay for, and I can only say, yeah, good quality products will last you a long time if you take care of them and follow the procedures and everything like that. Make sure we're not storing gasoline in them, you know, for an extended length of time and things like that. Steel and Echo have been very good for us, and I think you have a couple of the Steel products yourself, and you can back them up.
I got a new one, actually.
That's I think, yeah, you did. You got the battery operated, so that's great. But, yeah, these are quality products that will stand the test of time, and, of course, the old Toro lawnmower, and that's still the standby in lawnmowers that we have that and do a great job with them.
And you guys do, you offer a lot of the service, too. I mean, people can bring in their tools to get a tune-up or repair.
If you got any question on that steel, if you have a hard time reinstalling the string trimmer or whatever, you bring it in. We can help you with that pretty much while you wait and take care of you on that. And we like to do that kind of stuff, and that's how we do things here at Southwest Fertilizer. And, yes, we carry the oil, the gasoline treatments, everything you need to get that equipment running for you.
That's awesome. Thanks, Bob. It's a great shop. Just a great place.
Well, I do appreciate it. And, folks, if you have any other question about your lawn, garden, or any kind of equipment, please give us a shout here at Southwest Fertilizer. We're located at Bissonnette and Renwick. And if you have any question you feel like emailing us, please do so. YardGeek@HomeShowGardenPros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And HomeShowRadio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.